तस्मानिया में डरावनी और हॉरर कथाओं, किस्सों और कला के शौकीनों के लिए शरद ऋतु में होने वाला डार्क मोवो फेस्टिवल लौट आया है। महामारी के बाद अब साल 2022 में पहली बार होने वाला ये फेस्टिवल अपने पारंपरिक दो हफ्ते की योजना के अनुसार ही चलेगा। अब तक इस फेस्टिवल की 40,000 टिकटें बिक चुकी हैं। उम्मीद की जा रही है कि पास स्ट्रेट के पार से भी लोग इस फेस्टिवल में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पहुंचेंगे। डार्क मोफो 2022 के दौरान अब तस्मानिया में होबार्ट की सबसे व्यस्त सड़कों पर अबोरिजिनल समुदाय के लोगों की परेड प्राकृतिक संगीत और पारंपरिक नृत्य के बीच फिर निकाली जा रही है। विगाम्बल वाका वाका पुरुष एजे किंग इस जलसे के आयोजकों में से एक है। इस जलसे का, इस परेड का नाम रिक्लेमेशन वॉक रखा गया है।
All about truth telling, and it's all about getting people in Nipaluna Hobart to reimagine their relationship with their city in a different way, I guess. You know, we see a lot of static and sterile acknowledgements, you know, to the old people, and we really wanted to sort of bring that to life and give opportunity for the broader community to, you know, join in us in a walk and hold space here together in Franklin Square. It's a byproduct of reclamation, I guess. You know, if you're talking about reclamation, you're talking about, you know, either reclaiming something or taking something away. And you know, for me and my people and my family, I'm from a Solan generation family, so both of my great grandparents were forcibly removed from their country and their people, and that's had a significant impact. We talk about disruption. We talk about the disruption that it's had on our people, on our families, on our communities, on our children. That disruption's felt, you know, it's felt every day. It's felt every day when we walk through this square and we see these statues of these people.
फ्रैंकलिन स्क्वायर की ओर बढ़ने वाली इस परेड में करीब 5,000 लोग तस्मानिया के अबोरिजिनल बुजुर्गों के पीछे पीछे चलते नजर आए।
Obviously, I'm still on a massive high, you know, in terms of just the sheer number of people that came out to join us on that walk of reclamation and to have that opportunity to come together and our, you know, walk behind our elders and our knowledge holders and our cultural performers was just an amazing experience.
पिछले साल के डार्क मोफो में एक विवाद तब पैदा हो गया था जब एक स्पैनिश कलाकार की प्रस्तावित कृति के लिए मांग की गई थी कि अबोरिजिनल लोग अपना रक्त दान करें ताकि उससे यूनियन जैक झंडे को भिगोकर रंगा जा सके। फियोना हॉल एक तस्मानिया स्थित कलाकार हैं जो इस प्रस्ताव को याद करते हुए कहती हैं,
एट फर्स्ट आई वाज क्वाइट nonplussed by the idea and thought, oh yeah, here we go, this is Mona being out there pressing the envelope. And then when I thought about it, you know, more, I'm like, what? You know, it's one thing to want to challenge viewers who kind of have come to expect with Dark Mofo to be challenged. But that is not a way to challenge. That is a way to divide.
इस विवाद के चलते सुश्री हॉल ने डार्क मोफो में अपना स्थान एजे किंग को प्रस्तावित किया और इन दोनों ने मिलकर उद्घाटन संध्या के लिए होबार्ट शहर के सिटी सेंटर को हीलिंग स्पेस में तब्दील किया। इस साल ये जोड़ी फिर साथ आई है और इस बार ये म्यूजियम ऑफ ओल्ड एंड न्यू आर्ट, जिसे मोना के नाम से भी जाना जाता है, के एक कमरे को तब्दील कर रही है। इस कमरे में एक अबोरिजिनल झोपड़े का रूपांतरण किया गया है जो ढेर मलबे और जले हुए लकड़ों के बीच खड़ा है।
And I guess we wanted to, you know, to, you know, reflect that in an artistic sense, in a space to get people to really think really deeply about what we're doing to the world generally, not just here, you know, locally in Lutruwita, Tasmania, or globally, but further.
Dark Mofo ke creative director Le Carmichael kehte hain ki pichle saal ki chook se shiksha lete hue is saal aayojakon ne bahut mehnat ki hai ki ab koi galti na ho.
I guess we're going to continue to work on strengthening and deepening our relationship with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community. We have a number of Aboriginal people on our staff now, which is excellent, a cultural advisor in place. I think we've expanded our First Nations programming. It's always been an important part of Dark Mofo, but we're building on that and we continue to do that moving forward.
AJ King is baat se sehmat hai.
I've had a long, long time of spending lots of different opportunities working with some absolutely amazing people in Dark Mofo. You know, people who have gone well beyond what would normally be expected, you know, to make this happen.
अगले साल डार्क मोफो उत्सव अपना पहला दशक पूरा करेगा और लिया कार्मिकेल कहते हैं कि साल 2022 ऐसा प्रतीत होता है जैसे इस उत्सव का एक नया युग लेकर आया हो.
It feels good. I don't know how it's going to be coming out of COVID. I hope that everyone embraces being close together again. I think that's what festivals are all about. It certainly feels like the city is alive. And there's a little bit of anticipation in the air. I guess we'll see how the festival goes. It feels like we're back to the beginning, which is kind of nice. It feels like the start of the next era of Dark Mofo. We're coming up to our 10th festival next year, so that's quite exciting. And I guess we'll have to see what happens in the next 10 years after that.
Dark Mofo, June 22 tak jari rahega. SBS News se Sara Maunder ki is khabar ko SBS Hindi se aapke liye prastut kiya hai Vrishali Jain ne.